An Ogden family mourns the loss of their child in the aftermath of the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting. The Utah Department of Health looks into the cost of expanding Medicaid, and Salt Lake County approves a 16% tax increase. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, December 17th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. Strangers are joining friends and relatives in supporting a family from Ogden who lost a daughter in Friday's school shooting in Connecticut. They've set up a memorial fund to help Robbie and Alyssa Parker bring their daughter's body back to Utah. Robbie Parker spoke to the media Saturday about Emily, who was 6 years old.
My daughter, Emily, would be one of the first ones to be standing and giving her love and support to all those victims, because that's the type of person that she is. Not because of any parenting that my wife and I could have done, but because those are the gifts that were given to her by her Heavenly Father.
The Facebook page set up by their friends includes some pictures of the family meeting with President Obama before a memorial service in Connecticut last night. The Parkers had moved to Connecticut for his job as a respiratory therapist. They have two younger daughters.
The Utah Department of Health has hired an outside firm to study the costs and benefits of expanding Medicaid in the state. Last week, the department gathered feedback from the public on what should be considered in the study. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Christina Osborne has a brain tumor and epilepsy. She's been on Medicaid for more than 10 years, but she expects to lose that coverage because her income will soon exceed the threshold to qualify.
It has literally saved my life by paying for my medication, by paying for the doctors that I see. You know, they either expand Medicaid or I end up dying and other people end up dying.
It's people like Osborne, who physician Ray Ward is hoping will be included in the state's cost-benefit analysis of Medicaid expansion.
The benefit isn't the money saved. The benefit is the increase in health in people's lives when they have access to basic health care. So I'm just hoping that the state will consider those things when they do their study.
Utah Health Department Director David Patton agrees that this view is important for lawmakers to consider.
A study is very quantitative, but there are impacts on society in general, and there are impacts on individuals. Maybe they can't be quantified, but at least you can make policymakers aware that those are issues to think about.
The study by Public Consulting Group is expected to be finished by late January, in time for the state legislature's upcoming session. The state's Health Reform Task Force will discuss the fiscal impacts of a Medicaid expansion at their meeting this afternoon. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The Salt Lake County Council has approved its first property tax increases since 2001, saying it has already trimmed fat from the budget. Council members voted 7-2 Friday in favor of a $785 million budget that will raise countywide taxes by 16.2% and library taxes by 22.4%. The action will mean an overall tax increase of $77 annually for the owner of a $238,000 home, the county's median value. The increase will appear on tax bills sent out next November. A jury in Ogden deliberated just an hour and a half on Friday before it found Skylar Shepherd guilty on three misdemeanor counts in the death of Esther Fujimoto. She died after she was hit by Shepherd's boat in Pineview Reservoir. Shepherd could face jail time on the convictions for reckless endangerment, obstruction of justice, and leaving the scene of an accident. Two other men face a separate trial in February. The Utah Supreme Court has upheld a $15.3 million bond issue approved by Salt Lake City voters in 2003 for a sprawling new soccer complex along the Jordan River. Salt Lake City officials say Friday's action affirming a district court ruling should end a long legal battle between the city and critics, including environmental groups. Full-scale construction of the complex featuring 16 soccer fields and a multi-purpose center is set to begin in the spring with completion in 2014. New state audit says former Democratic state legislator Dwayne Bordeaux may have taken more than $88,000 in fraudulent payouts from two nonprofit groups that he oversaw or advised. The Salt Lake Tribune also reports Bordeaux tried to frustrate the investigation by the state auditor's office. Bordeaux is the CEO of a program called Colors for Success that steers young people away from gang violence. He was also executive director of the Center for Family Development, a counseling program that closed last June. Bordeaux served five terms in the Utah House of Representatives. He filed a written response to the audit denying any wrongdoing. Statements by board members of the two organizations say the payments to Bordeaux were part of his salary or repayments of money he loaned to the organizations. Becky Boakwig had twins last Friday at Ashley Regional Medical Center in Vernal. Will and Levi Boakwig were born on 12-12-12 and increased the size of her family from 10 to 12 members. The boys are healthy even though they were born by cesarean section 3 weeks early. Their combined weight was 12 pounds, 12 ounces. And finally, students at Brigham Young University can now get some puppy love without breaking university housing rules prohibiting pets. Jenna Miller started her Puppies for Rent business in Provo as a way for students and others to rent puppies by the hour. The Humane Society of Utah says it's philosophically opposed to the business because puppies need consistency and stability. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, December 17th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.